Gamers Haven Podcast is proud to present Pathfinder, the Revenge of Westwind Falls. 50 years ago, the dwarven keep of Westwind Falls was attacked. A small group of dwarves were the only known survivors. Now that they're all grown up, it's time for them to find out who destroyed their ancestral home and get revenge for Westwind Falls.
VORPAL Network is the bomb, the cutting edge of geekdom. Comics, advice, D&D, movies, video games, RPGs. Finding it's easy, just stay calm. VorpalNetwork.com.
FRP Games at FRPGames.com is an online retailer specializing in all aspects of your tabletop gaming need. Whether it's RPGs, dice, war games, or computer games, FRP Games has a wide selection of products. They offer overstock items where you can pick up all kinds of gaming gear ranging from 30 all the way up to 90% off the retail price. Stop by their website at frpgames.com and check out their weekly new products, eBay auctions, or even buy your special gaming someone a gift certificate. FRP Games is an authorized Wizards of the Coast retailer and, for the last 10 years, has been committed to providing each customer with the highest standard of customer service possible. Visit them on the web at frpgames.com or go through our website.
You guys, after your encounter, you slept pretty well, with the exception of you had to wake up at the end to take care of it. And as you were getting ready to wake everyone else up, you're a dwarf, right? The stumbling drunk dwarf comes booking it out of a field.
Yay.
Looks at you.
Bye.
And you saw him, I mean, you saw him coming a mile away because he rolled a four. And, or no, he rolled after the moment. He rolled an 18. But anyway, you saw him coming, and what do you do? I mean, he's running straight at your party. What do you do?
Running straight at us?
Straight at you, out of the field. He doesn't look like he's going to, he hasn't read it in an attack or anything, but he is booking it straight at you guys, like, just balls to the wall. What are you doing?
Okay. Very dangerous over short distances.
whoa, buddy. Hey.
Ha, what?
Calm down. I'm going to talk to him. That's what I would do. What are you doing?
Running.
What, from what?
Why am I running?
Tell me, what were you running from? You're drunk. At 8 o'clock in the morning. You could still be drunk from the night before. You're extremely drunk. I mean, like, you should be slurring.
I'm running from the mushrooms.
Okay.
This is why kids shouldn't play more.
They're chasing me. Chase me out of my cave.
Okay. Why don't you come sit down, and we'll take care of you, okay?
No, they're right there.
And he's trying to take off.
He starts to take off. I mean, you just want to let him keep running? You're asleep. You 10 feet away.
Hey, brains work really fast. Just not.
Gonna roll that check.
Alright.
Oh, two up.
You're pretty lucky.
Yeah. Alright, well, it looked like he might have tripped over a log, but instead he jumps off of it and uses it to push himself even further forward.
Nice. 15 feet.
Okay. I don't know.
Fungar, see if you woke up.
Okay. Well, I will say.
Fungar, roll a perception check at a -4 to see if you woke up And now maybe you can add something to the situation.
Is there stonework involved?
No, a minus four. You woke up.
I know, buddy.
20.
You woke up. Mm-hmm. So now you're awake, and you're seeing this drunken, staggering dwarf running away. What do you want to do?
Shouting about the mushrooms.
Shouting about the crazy mushrooms.
I think I'm going to run up behind him and tackle him.
All right, roll a... grab. Roll a CMD check, which I wrote it underneath your...
I actually roll for that?
Yeah, roll. Yep.
And I roll CMD.
You roll CMD as well.
Alright, I got 12.
27.
She tackles you, and you were on the ground, and actually you're bleeding a little bit from the cheek. Because she hit you hard.
Yes, she did.
He hit you hard, and you are now laid out.
No!
And there's a mushroom that far from your face.
No! The mushrooms! They got me!
Fungos, sorry, and I pick the mushroom and sniff it. And I throw it away because I don't know if it's...
It grabbed on the back of your hair. It's holding on to you.
The mushroom is?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And I just smashed the back of my head. Like that.
Now you have mushroom paste all over your hand.
Sweet.
Okay.
I wipe.
That did it! Thank you, lad.
I wipe it on my balls now.
the dwarf in question is taller for a dwarf. He's about 5'2".
What?
Pretty skinny-ish, but he's dressed in rough like a homespun shirt and rough leather breeches. The breeches and even his boots, even though they look like they're pretty sturdy, they look homemade. Like he somehow put them together himself. He starts looking around. You notice that you've knocked a small leather cap off of his head. And he's got long black hair, but he's completely bald up top, like it's just sort of the tonsure with it grown out. And he's got a long black beard.
So he's got a skullet.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
He's got it plaited into braids, but right now it's got like leaves and grass and twigs and stuff in it. And when he breathes out, you almost get drunk off the fumes.
Not me.
Well, I'm just saying, you wonder where the rest of the alcohol might be. help an old dwarf out, will ya?
Bungo, sorry.
I heard that.
I'll put you up on my shoulder. How do you do that?
Roll a strength check at a... Well, no, you're not at a minus. Well, he's probably going to wiggle a little bit, minus two.
What about you?
Roll a 20 and then add your strength.
My strength...
Five. You try to pick him up. You were trying to like help him up or like throw him up over your shoulder.
Throw him over my shoulder.
When you did that, your head went right in his crotch, and it's now very awkward.
I'm gonna roll one check again. One down.
And he just vomited all over your back.
Okay. Oh, my stones.
I lumber back to the camp with him.
So now you're like, are you like on a first name basis at this point?
No.
I mean,
Fungard isn't here.
Anyway, okay, so you're lumbering back to the camp with him. Are you doing anything about the problem on your back?
No.
Okay.
I sort of sit up and look over and
off my shoulder.
Yeah.
With your nuts in my face?
No, you dropped me.
You never picked him up.
Oh, you didn't say that.
When your hand went into his crotch and he vomited on you, I kind of assumed that.
But I thought I stood up.
No, you guys had a very awkward position. That's what that said. Tracy,
I thought I was carrying him.
Craig.
I thought
Craig
I was
standing here like this, straight up and down like this, and your head was here.
I thought I ended up carrying him.
And when he vomited on you,
it
went all down your back.
Yeah.
And you never picked him up because of the splash. It felt a little weird.
He jumped four.
Oh, anyway, I sit up and dimly notice there's a camp over there. And
you come to camp with Fungar.
I see the splattered mushroom on the back of her head, you know, and then amongst the vomit, and which actually there are little bits of mushroom in the vomit too, so you kind of...
He was tripping. And drunk.
I killed the mushroom, I come...
Copy this, Jeremy.
I figured you want to know what folder to copy.
I brought him back.
Okay, so now he's standing there. I mean...
Me Fungar.
Ah, you said that.
I'm a little slow. What do you want? My intelligence is an 8.
Calm down.
How many times can you tell me I said something?
Well, you know, it's kind of what I do.
A moment, and he's got a pack on his back, and there's, you know, a few items like hanging from it. There's a water skin, and there's an iron cook pot. He sort of reaches back and fumbles with his tie on the iron cook pot, sets it on the ground, takes his water skin, and, like, flips open the top and just pours all the water into it, and stands over him and dunks his head in the iron pot and just holds his head underwater for an abnormally long time. Comes up spluttering and shaking his head. He goes, ah, that's better. And he actually seems like he's sobered up. Says, he sort of slicks his hair back and polishes his pate a little bit. And,
And since there was no one here to roll a perception check for Aaron, she is still snoozing through all of this.
Okay.
So at this point, one of you might look over at her and think, wow, or, you know, whatever. I mean,
do you want music?
No, Amy
hates it.
Yeah.
Why do you hate America?
You are un-American.
All right, so speak American.
I'm going to bend over and pick up a small...
You're going to bend over and take what?
Just a pebble and throw it at her. Not at her face or anything, just to wake her up.
What's her name?
What is her perception?
6.
That doesn't forebode well.
Yeah, she rolled a 1. She's still asleep.
It's because the lightning went off.
That was...
Okay.
She's still asleep. Because she critically failed on her roll.
Okay. So, I'm going to go over and I'm going to kick her. Not like kick her, but like nudge kick her.
What is it now?
6.
Okay.
Daddy, look.
She woke up.
Okay. Hey, we got a visitor.
Fungar, my new friend.
You're Fungar. Who be you?
I'm Baron.
Baron?
Baron.
Baron. Baron. Baron Wasteland, got it.
And this is who?
Katamari or something like that.
No.
Falkara?
Falkara.
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 Falkara. This is Falkara. This is my younger brother, and this is my cousin.
And what kind be he of?
It's
whatever your last name is.
Oh, okay. I was like, what? Stone Crusher.
Stone Crusher? Why? Well, that makes us practically second cousins.
Oh.
I'm a stone burner.
Is that right?
Hi, Craig Stoneburner. Pleased to meet you.
At that point, you realize that there was one floor down from you in your keep, there was an entire set of stone burners.
Oh.
So, you guys now have a common bond, so to say.
Right.
So, I mean, that may open things up a little bit.
Well, so, where are you from?
What's the name of the keep?
West Wind Falls.
I was from West Wind Falls.
No?
No, none. I wiped this morning.
Well, then, little bits of hair were taken with it.
Wow.
You enjoyed your hair.
I would enjoy it.
Hi.
A little bit about what you guys are doing out here.
I would tell you stuff, but I'm kind of stupid, so.
So I wanted to act as Falkara.
I poke and facial hair pulls.
Yeah.
So what brings you out here? Because she's very curious and like
smart.
And I'm getting covered in slobber.
Trying to find those that did that. What happened to West Wind?
Really?
Aye.
So are we.
Dead man with pointy teeth.
Come again, lad. Need to keep her away from the
him.
I think
him.
Vampires.
I don't know about that. I was years ago, but I was hiding for a number of days afterward. There was nothing left by the time I departed.
We were hidden overnight, and we took out the next day.
Oh, I.
Well, you were hidden overnight for a week. You were hidden overnight for a week. We were in our room for a week. Yes, you were.
You said overnight.
Fine.
He said a number of days, I think.
No, he didn't.
Anyway.
We were in that room overnight.
Okay, and anyway.
Yeah.
Right. Bunny.
There's no bunny.
Bunny.
Yeah, there are trucks.
Hey, Amy, do me a quick favor and roll me a perception check.
This will get a lot easier 22. In about 10 minutes. So. I'm sorry.
22.
Okay, you have, while they've been arguing about how long they were in their room, you notice that there's a puddle, like, that you guys were sleeping near, that you keep seeing ripples come through.
Oh, funny shape in water.
What is that?
Fungi, no, no. Puddle don't move.
You see that?
That puddle moves.
Do I see what she's talking
fungi
about?
No light.
Roll me a perception.
I just pointed out to everybody.
Yeah.
He's still kind of drunk.
23.
That's true. Yeah. It could just look like drunkenness to him.
Yeah. So you guys are here.
He goes, I see her.
with his perception check, you guys start hearing a boom.
Boom. All right, guys. I think we need to get out of here and hide. What's our surroundings?
You guys found not a clearing, but it's probably 15 feet around. You guys are sleeping. You camped out pretty much in the middle of it.
Right.
So that you could watch anything coming at you and have a chance to react. You're sitting there, and you don't know where
this is coming from
yet. But, you obviously could roll me a perception check again to see if you see something coming through the woods.
Yeah, I will do so.
I will too.
That's an 8.
You do not see it.
Nice. What is that?
18 plus whatever.
24.
24.
You guys. Let me find it. This little surgeon.
18.
See, coming out of the woods.
Wait. Not to be a jerk. We were in a city and we found a clearing. Where are the woods?
There's.
We can't walk out of the city.
Little stands of trees around.
Okay.
There's little stands of trees.
I
wouldn't want to sleep out in the open, so.
Well, yeah, but I wasn't trying to be a jerk.
You went a little bit off the road to find some place.
Okay.
So that you weren't camping out on the road where rogues and Shiza could come through.
I just wanted to clarify.
You are clarifying us.
Yes.
What you do.
Sorry, I'm still trying to find your page.
Can you have hugs? Hold on. Can you have hugs?
Oh, you got arm hugs.
Can I have hugs with arms?
Give her a big arm hug.
Give big arms hugs.
Give her a big arm hug.
Yeah, arm hug. Okay, can we kiss this?
Give her a kiss.
I thought I figured there was a picture of it. You guys see.
Mommy.
You guys have seen them before. You're pretty sure you know what they are. What it is.
Cool.
It is. A dire badger with two legs. It's weird. It's got two legs. That's why you're not hearing. That's why you're hearing it thump, because it's got one rear leg and one front leg. So as it's going, it's
right.
Okay.
We've seen a two-legged dire badger before.
You've seen what a dire badger looks like.
Is it bigger than a regular dire badger?
No, it just only has two legs.
Okay.
Apparently it's had better days. Okay. It's limping in from where you know the road is.
I was just trying to figure out how it made the puddle move this tiny. That was all.
Yeah.
No, a dire badger is not tiny.
Oh.
No.
Dire means large. It's probably about 10 feet long.
I thought dire meant super evil.
This one's about 10 feet long, exactly. But that's a dire bear.
Oh.
By comparison. So it's about a human-sized badger.
Yes.
I just thought dire meant evil.
Nope, it means big and massive.
That makes a lot more sense.
Okay, sorry about the confusion.
No, sir, I was just like,
you see a two-legged dire badger coming out, and it's obviously going at an extremely slow pace because it cannot run. So, it sees you guys, and it perks up a little bit, and it speeds up, and now it sounds like... So it's coming at you guys.
Do these things talk? Knowledge.
You get your eyes.
Nature.
Nature 16.
Let me see. Look at me.
It's a boar staff. I wonder if I'm having trouble. So what are you trying to say to it to see if it'll talk to you?
Bless you.
Don't eat Fungar.
Don't eat Fungar? It goes.
Keep something towards us?
Keep something towards you. At an alarming rate.
Okay. Alright, I'm casting magic missile.
You're casting magic missile. Alright, roll my initiative, please.
Oh, here's the problem with badgers. And I know this because I have knowledge of
you. Badger could hang.
Falcara fell back asleep.
Nice.
18.
What do we,
what's your character's name again? Craig Stoneberg. C-R-A-G.
Dan?
16.
What's your character's name again?
Oh, his name?
Barry.
Yeah, Barry. Yeah.
Okay.
Fungar? Yeah.
12.
My.
And Craig, what are you going to do?
Cast a magic missile.
Alright, you do so.
Zap.
What?
4 points of damage.
Alright.
Craig starts to chant, and he gestures his hand forward, and a glowing purple ball of energy shoots out from his fingers and just slams into the badger.
Slams into, I guess we're getting this party started.
Let's
slams into a badger. The badger sits there and is like, that's a weird noise. You know, you insert badger noise here. And then you hear it.
How far away is it?
It's getting close. It's getting close.
It's getting close.
Okay.
It is now Baron's turn.
Alright. Well, I pull out my heavy crossbow and fire off a shot.
Alright.
I have no ranged weapons, I just realized.
You're more of a hand to hand.
Yeah, I guess I would.
Let my bad.
I want to see a barbarian with like.
A 5?
You hit.
Oh, sweet.
Wow. Oh, because it was huge and injured?
No idea.
That's 8.
It goes poof. No carcass. No anything.
Spellcraft check.
Daddy,
I start peering at the area where the badger was and start mumbling to myself about just.
I start scratching my butt, right, really confused like. Because it itches right now.
Well,
so I start scratching my butt. Really,
you have no idea.
Like.
Right.
You're confused as hell.
I'll do that too.
Whoa, buddy! Woo-hoo-hoo! Good job!
You did a really good job avoiding tears right there. That was awesome.
Especially close.
I got an 11.
You also have no idea what's happening.
I'm untrained in that area.
That was weird. You ever seen anything like that, Craig?
No.
Me either.
Oops. That was the DM telling you to hurry up.
What?
Oh. Fungar! Scared Fungar, why don't you go? Now, fast, go.
So after the disappearing and appearing badger trick, Falcara finally wakes up and says, I think maybe we should get heading to where we're headed off.
Oh, it's a hot dog. I was like, what? Sorry. That looked chocolate covered.
You want to come along there, Craig? You might be useful. Maybe we can eventually get back to
Westwind Falls.
Westwind Falls, and you know, maybe see what's going on.
Got a lot of rebuilding to do, but I am with you.
You want to know what we're doing?
Fighting two-legged badgers.
Well, that's the first for us.
Do you need to go?
We might as well.
Aye.
Alright. Quest, can you go get your binky?
You want to pause it?
Quest, can I have hugs?
Oh. Jack of Raya is holding our house. No, Joshua's house, which is our house now, I guess.
It's
but, yeah. So, did he leave it to us, by the way?
Who's Joshua?
Oh!
Who's Jack and Raya?
Oh, sorry. I should not be. Hunger stupid. Hunger shot him.
You're metagaming a little bit, knowing that he knows.
A little bit. I also shouldn't talk like that because I'm not.
That's why I asked.
That is really good.
Tracy, why are your characters Irish?
Scottish.
He's a dwarf. What do you want?
Jamaican.
Jamaican dwarf.
He's a last dwarf, you know.
It was a really bad Jamaican accent.
It was
like,
awful.
It's like Scott Bacon.
It would have been mushrooms that he came in stoned off of.
It still could have been.
No,
he would have had some nice green reefer.
I wonder if what would happen if we dried mushrooms and chopped them up and smoked them.
Probably nothing good.
Probably
don't you eat them instead? Or do you smoke mushrooms or eat them? I can tell I've never done mushrooms. I've never done anything.
I really should not be eating this, but I wanted to.
I've done like a cigar puff. That's about the extent of my drug use.
Is the recorder on?
Yes.
Then I'm not going to say what I've done. I'm going to plead the fifth.
Fair enough.
I wonder how many D&D podcasts
have incriminating evidence in there?
Well, yeah, or just how much
there's a lot of random stuff that comes up in these podcasts that I listen to. There's a mosquito about to land on your head, Dan.
I'll get it!
If I'm gonna get it, wham!
Oh! Thank you, lad.
So.
What? He's not as excited about it as I am.
Legalese. What?
You're joining the church.
You can just take my membership.
Just transfer this over.
Give it back.
I'm gonna wait for Aaron, by the way.
I'd like to rescind this, please.
We're in Craig. Mm-hmm. What we're doing. Not the large scheme of things, but the small scheme of things.
Heck,
you're on your... Okay, remember, I'll explain. I will come in as the two-legged badger and tell you what you're doing. Okay.
Okay, she does not like the two-legged.
Okay, so essentially, this guy named Jack or Raya.
She's tired.
So essentially, this guy named Jack or Raya Gemma wants you guys to go and be his implements of toolage and to vacate whoever keeps stealing from the city of Samstead.
Oh, yeah.
You were en route to this cave when the two-legged badger came along after your evening sleep and the four people and all of that.
And drunken dwarf.
And now Crag knows what's going on. Does Crag want to follow along for now and just check?
I'll help you.
Sweet. All right.
Okay, so.
You're welcome.
You guys travel on through the course of the day. It's starting to get a little bit dusk. You haven't really ran into anything as you were going.
Are we close to the cave?
As dusk approaches.
Okay. As night falls.
As night falls on your head, roll a d6. No. For luck. No.
Whoa.
It killed you. as night fell.
That's bizarre. Sorry, it's like indented.
It's a cheat die. You know how to use it. No. As night fell, you see two humans standing at the cave entrance.
Okay.
One girl lay on the ground and go like this.
So, yeah, like, they haven't noticed this yet? Do we know this?
They've noticed you.
Okay.
They're standing there, looking at you. Humans, there. They look like...
Happy, sad, indifferent.
One of them looks like...
Ricky Martin.
No, one of them does not look like
Ricky Martin. Living Libido Loca?
Living Libido. Homo.
Yeah.
One of them looks like...
He came out.
Ja Rule.
Then maybe he uncame out. Ooh, hello.
One of them looks like Ja Rule.
Who's that?
A rapper.
Oh.
And the other one looks like Cartman from South Park. Human form.
Does the Ja Rule one have Ja Rule's voice?
Why don't you try and talk to
him? Doesn't have Ja Rule's talent.
I like Ja Rule, thank you.
You want to be on the same voice?
They started walking. They started walking towards you at a pretty quick pace, because they see you guys standing there, like staring at them. They're staring at
but
you.
We're still walking,
and they're going to initiate. Oh, you guys were still walking.
Yeah, we were
still. Okay, so you guys, are you going to meet in the middle, or are you going to say stop? Wait, what do you want
to
do?
I'm hanging to the back of the group.
Okay. I'm gonna say, hi there.
Park, who goes there?
Hark, who goes there? We hark here.
We
Fungar, take care of the cousin.
Ooh, shut up.
Roll intimidate check.
Don't you have to oppose her?
18.
Yeah, oppose.
20.
Add your constitution.
No, add your intimidate.
She's not intimidating you back.
Oh. it's like a fortitude check.
So we're not staring each other down, is that what you're saying?
Then I got a 26.
She looks at you.
What's your constitution?
14.
You had the modifier.
Then 15.
Okay, you shut up.
I was like, what is going on?
Okay. So the two guys now are looking at you like.
Are you two guys the guards of the cave? Of the city? Okay, just check it. We were sent.
Just checking.
We were sent by. What's
his name? Jackariah.
I'm sorry.
Jackariah.
We were sent by Jackariah.
You mean Mr. Gemma?
That, yeah.
Oh,
him.
I forgot his last name is Gemma.
That guy.
We were that sent, guy?
Yeah, that guy.
Carry on.
He's kind of not. You know, the guy's kind of not nice. Same guy? Are we talking about the same
He's
guy?
My father in law.
Then you know he's
exactly.
I agree with you 100%. He's kind of an ass.
Thank you. Anyway, we were sent by him to help you with this problem of disappearing supplies.
You know, he keeps talking like there's a big problem of disappearing stuff. One little case of wheat here, one little bag of potatoes there. It's not really a problem.
Sense motive check.
Ditto. I can do that.
14.
15?
13. Okay. 18.
You guys get the feeling he doesn't even know Jackariah.
Dun dun dun!
That's about all you get for getting one over his roll. Damn.
Right.
You think he doesn't even know Jackariah.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's really no problem, so I don't really understand why that Tardo sent the guy out and sent you guys out here.
I'm gonna size the two of them up. I'm standing.
Just so you know, they are, one of them is probably 6 feet tall, mm-hmm. and the other one is just a little bit shorter, so it's like 5'11".
But wider.
Huh?
But wider.
The one that's 5'11 is rail thin.
Oh.
The one that's 6 foot tall is brought like.
I thought one of them was Ja Rule and the other one was what's his name?
Facial.
Oh.
All right. Well, the one that looks like Ja Rule,
I know,
then.
The one that looks like Ja Rule is built like a brick shit.
Which one am I talking to?
You're talking to the fat round one that looks like Cartman.
Okay. Well then.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to. I'm standing there with my staff in my left hand, and I'm going to punch into the air with my right hand. And a telekinetic fist shows up and punches the fat dude in the face.
Roll an attack.
Roll an
attack. That would be a 22.
You hit.
Alright, it's a d4 damage. It's d4 plus 2. 3 points of damage.
Ow, you bastard! What'd you do that for?
Hit
you right in the nose!
Yeah, I did. My aim is good.
Ow!
We're getting the feeling that you're not telling us the truth.
We'll get the feeling somewhere else, man. My nose won't take any more feelings.
Fungar hate liars.
Fine, feeling somewhere else. Oh. He punches again. The telekinetic fist appears in his crotch.
Stand up, 20.
You crit 20? Or
no, no, no. Okay. Unnatural 20.
You hit.
Unnatural
20?
Sounds like it's...
6 points of damage.
Damn, what do you want from me? I'm trying to talk to you guys all civilized.
We want the truth.
Okay, can I ask a question out of game here?
He's not... Yeah.
wouldn't these two guys have to have some sort of...
No, they don't have theme song.
They have some type of fanfare or entrance music.
Wouldn't they have to have some sort of, like, crest or, like, some kind of credentials?
You guys didn't ask Jim of that before you left. You guys didn't even ask if there were guards.
Is there a city crest for...
Yes.
The city? Do they have it on them anywhere?
Yes.
Ah.
But their clothes don't fit well.
I was just going to ask, does it look like they're
on the big fat one that looks like Bartman? His gut hangs out the bottom of it?
Does it look like Tommy Boy when they steal the fire?
It looks like it's from
And the one, and the taller one, it looks like he's wearing, like,
his father's armor. Like, yeah. It's all hanging off. Okay.
And his looks extremely old.
Sorry,
like, there's actually dust on some of the, like, part, like the armor where it sticks out. There's dust on the ledge.
Okay.
Oh, that's supposed to be accurate.
Hair, no. Sorry.
What?
I'm losing.
This guy's like...
Okay.
Wow, really?
Not in a good
order. I'm just saying, this podcast
the black guy's looking at you now like... Look, guys. Please stop hitting us. We're not attacking you, and we really don't want to attack
you.
Well,
we want the truth.
You want to know the truth? The truth is, I hate my job. I'm tired of standing here, and if you guys want to go in the cave, go in the damn cave.
I'm going to have to say no on that.
I'm going to the cave.
Okay.
And at that point, the jaw rule looking fellow throws his spear down and walks away, leaving the fat guy there like, oh! And he's following at a very slow pace.
Tubby, follow your friend.
Asshole!
I think Cogor's better.
So they're walking away now. There's no one at the entrance of the cave now.
I want to do a
Fungar check for spookies.
Yes.
Look around check. What's that called?
Perception.
Yeah, 15.
Perception for what? Perception
for spookies. How do you do?
Perception? So you have perception for ghosts?
What's perception? No, things that would creep out Fungar.
Perception.
You see a rock.
Stonework?
Stone most caves are made of stone.
Oh, yeah, I was too. 16.
Oh, my God.
You don't
what are you looking for?
17.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for...
You see a stone right in front of you that has this really weird symbol drawn on it. You can't really...
Anything else creepy? You're
illiterate,
like spiders
so...
or...
No, there's...
Knowledge local?
Didn't you roll a perception check?
Yeah, and you never answered me. So
what were you looking for? You never answered me?
I'm looking for traps.
What is what?
For traps?
Yeah.
You see that stone, and you're not quite sure if it does anything.
I got 16.
Yeah.
Okay.
You see that stone, and you're not quite sure if it does anything.
Okay.
But you don't see any kind of traps in the trees.
Okay.
Now I want to roll a knowledge local, see if... I know if the locals know what that
symbol is.
You don't see anyone.
Wow.
Right. Okay, I did. I'm still learning these things.
Yeah, no, it's fine. You see the three other people that are near you standing there, and the two guys that are walking away.
I'm still not sure. Okay, I have a question.
Can I intimidate the rock? So it tells us I'm trying.
You can try and intimidate the rock.
How far away are the two guys?
The fat one stood up a little bit and is walking a little bit better. His marbles are a little sore.
Right.
But he's walking a little bit better, and they're probably 30 feet in the other direction.
Okay, I use Mage Hand to grab the collar of the fat one, because it's just within range.
Okay. Who are you? What do you want?
There's a weird stone here. It's got a symbol on it. Why don't you tell us about that?
You gonna hit me in the nuts again?
Not if you tell us the truth.
The truth is, I have no idea what that stone is.
Really? How long have you been a guard here?
Sense motive. Throw
it. I think he's telling the truth. Now, do you want him to, now, do you want him to answer?
Yeah, what? How long have you been a guard?
How long have I been a guard?
Well, yeah, let's put in the thing.
Two guys came along a half hour ago and gave us these damn costumes. I wish I never would have. Please let me go.
Where the guys did they come from?
They were in the cave. I don't know.
They were in the cave after the costumes or before?
I saw them come out of the cave. They said, here's 60 gold for each of you. If you watch this door, and if anybody comes along, give them this spiel about it and make them leave. 60 gold is not worth my marbles getting rattled, okay?
Ah, well then, you might want to hand over the 60 gold before I rattle your marbles again. It's untrained, that's at a minus one. 12.
I've had just about all I'm going to take, and if you guys keep this
telekinetic punch.
Wow. Your tentacle.
That one is only a 10.
That one misses.
Okay.
That one, he gets up there, and he takes a step back just as he sees some kind of wind going around this weird fisty-looking thing. He steps back, and he takes one of the coins out and throws it at your head.
Now you reflex check to catch it?
Yep.
13?
It bounces off of your forehead, and he runs away.
Man, it's old. I put it in my pouch.
Okay, so now you have no information about the stone.
Right.
Other than it's been there for the 40 minutes that he's been standing here.
We also know about the guards.
Yeah, we're given some by somebody else. I'm going to take a look at the stone, and which would be more appropriate, spellcaster knowledge arcana to see if it's of magical writing.
You can do a knowledge arcana to see if it's magical.
The checks, the modifier is the same either way, so. Okay. 18.
It's like a stone with somebody put some, it's like, it's not ink,
mm-hmm.
but you're not quite sure what the material is that it's drawn in. Here, let me sketch out what it looks like.
Sure.
It's not going to look like this.
Oh, yeah.
But that's what we thought the first night. Yeah.
You're doing a really good job.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
No, we're being serious. What is it?
Ladybug. A moth or something.
Ladybug.
Oh. I had some of those at the end that I forgot.
I think we're going to be some limited capacity. Limit your role playing. You can really limit your role playing, but limit what you can do within your role playing.
Yeah. Unless you just decide on the course of action and start barreling ahead, you know.
But in terms of like the actual
interaction.
Yeah.
Okay. It looks like this. On the rock. The rock is like.
Now is religion check to see if it's a symbol of a deity of some kind.
Okay.
That's what
it is.
I'm going to do a knowledge nobility.
Is Jesus behind this stone?
21.
Nobility.
It's no deity you've ever seen.
Okay.
Is Jesus behind the stone?
Jesus is inside the stone. You need to hit it and free him.
23.
It's. You still have no idea what
knowledge
it is.
Knowledge nature?
It's no nobles.
15. Knowledge nature? 15.
Nothing.
I want to do a knowledge history. 9.
I'll try history myself. 12. Wow, we're bad at this game.
See, this is how okay we're not. Okay.
Okay.
So
you guys.
Oh, no.
I'm gonna sense the rock's motive.
I'm gonna say leave these three to keep working on the rock.
Okay.
I'm gonna go. Where is the rock in the entrance or?
Okay.
Sorry.
That's fine. The rock is here. This is obviously a blown up. There's a worn path that goes beside the rock.
Okay.
And the cave is probably.
So the rock's outside?
50, yes.
And how large is the rock in actuality?
Picture like. It's probably the size of Weston's four wheeler.
Okay, so it's a
size of like
it's like a small rock. It's a little bit bigger than one of the ones Aaron and Dan have lying in their driveway.
Okay.
It's like, you know, when you pull up to some people's places and they have their address inside of the...
It's like the ones down there.
Stamped on the side of the rock.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that.
Okay.
And this, one thing you also notice, the rest of the rock is extremely rough.
Right, like jagged.
But where the imprint is, the insignia, whatever it may be, it's very smooth because one of you touched it.
Perception plus 2 to stone.
Sure.
That's how I perceive something.
Okay.
12?
Yeah, I'm gonna try that as well. 21.
I mean, it looks painted on.
Hmm.
As far as what the material it's painted with, you're not sure, but it looks like it's been treated so that it'll never wear off.
Hmm. Okay. Interesting.
So I'm gonna what I was starting to say was, so I'm gonna leave them kind of studying the rock.
Okay.
And I'm going to go towards the entrance of the cave. I don't want to go in the cave or anything.
Okay.
But I want to look for footprints or
okay.
any signs of the prior visitors.
Walk on up.
So I'm gonna go up there. So what is that? Is that a perception or is that a?
Are you going to look for footprints as you're walking up? Or are you going to walk up to the entrance of the cave and look for footprints?
Well, I'd probably walk up kind of towards the entrance and then start
looking. Would you walk on the path or on the grass?
On the path. And I'd start looking, I'd start looking around the entrance and then work my way back. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay. What you see three distinct, go ahead and roll your, I forgot to have you roll. Go ahead and roll. Perception.
Okay.
Actually, survival.
Survival.
Because you're tracking.
15.
Okay. It's pretty obvious. You see what looks very much like the fat guy and the Ja Rule guy's footprints.
Right.
You also see a footprint that's distinctly different. It looks like it's wearing some semi-old-fashioned cowboy boots.
Okay.
Okay. You see those. And they look, you're obviously no judge of how deep it goes equals how much you weigh or anything like that. But they go mid-range, a little bit more than Ja Rule's footprint, but a little bit less than Big Man's footprint.
Okay. And that's the only other set.
And it comes out of the cave. Out the path, probably to right here.
Okay.
Comes out and then goes back in.
Okay. So I'm gonna go and I'm gonna see that and I'm gonna say, Falcara.
Yes.
Come here.
Yeah. What's up?
I need you to search the entrance of this cave for traps and things.
There's crashes around you.
Roosh.
What was that?
Perception.
So I'm searching stone.
No, you're searching for traps.
Oh, but it's stone.
Yeah.
Well, the traps aren't going to be in this. Well, they might be in the stone, so I'll give you the plus.
17 plus 8.
17 plus 8?
25.
You don't see any traps.
Nope.
All right. Let's go in.
No traps.
We're not there.
I see.
We're at the stone traps.
I turn from the stone and look at them at the entrance and see her not finding anything and say, let's go in.
I say, maybe we should do this quietly.
Let's see who's so quiet.
He's a very traditional
dwarf.
Obviously.
I mean, you guys are... Joshua, you guys are a little bit different.
Yeah.
You get the distinct feeling that he's been on his own for quite a while and hasn't had anyone else to depend on. So he's gotten himself in and out of jams without you guys, so he's not really going to... It's going to take a little bit of trust and time before he starts really listening to your ideas.
It doesn't matter, because I...
If you're going to do it, quit dancing about and do it.
Well, okay, then you go first.
Is it still?
Alright.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. All right.
I reach down, and I pick up a pebble off the ground, and I cast light on it.
Okay.
I hold on to it, then I cast Mage Hand, and I have the hand grab the pebble and send it 30 feet in front of me, and it lights up a path Okay, 30 feet. So I'm walking right at the back
so
edge of the
rock. This rock goes zinging into the cave, okay? And all of a sudden it goes, hits a wall.
How far into the cave?
About 10 feet.
Is the light reflecting off of the...
You see, what you see is... Shut up. Don't know I'm on the back of that one.
We need to get this man scratch paper.
I need to get a whiteboard. Put a dictionary.
Okay, the little dot represents your pebble. That's what you see. This is the outside of the cave. This is the cave.
Oh, so there's a turn to the left.
Okay. Alright, I send it down the hall to the left and I keep marching.
Can you all see it?
You guys all see that there's a cave that there's a left turn.
I'm going in after.
He goes to the left!
Well, actually, I'm going to say Fungar after Craig, and I'm right behind
you. Okay, I'm going to write down your name so that I can start calling you by name. So, Tracy is Craig.
Yes.
I like Morphine.
Aaron is Kara. Amy is Fungar.
I don't know.
And yours is Baren.
B-A-R-E-N-D-D.
D-D. This is not...
It's not Baren, did
okay, so how far do you project your rock?
I keep it, 30 feet in front of me unless I see something that makes me stop. I'm at the edge of the light.
You're at the edge of the light. Okay, your rock goes in. It goes straight down this hallway for a while. It goes straight down this hallway for a while. And you see it touch another wall. And as you're walking in, you see a door on your left.
So after you turn left...
The rock is now at the end of the hall.
There's a door on the left. You turn left and there's a door on the left.
What's the door made out of?
Alright, so the and then you see hallway goes down, there's a door on the left-hand side.
And then you see the hallway over there.
And the hallway...
Are you guys
right
on his tail end?
Yes, she's right behind him, I'm behind her, and she's behind me.
It looks like this was the entrance to the cave. This is the entrance to the cave. And here, it's shooting down the hallway, the door's here. It's made of wood.
Wood.
Thick. Set into a rough stone wall, or is it finally crafted around the...
No, it's set in. It looks like... The hole for the door is in an oval shape, kind of like the opening for the cave was.
Sort of like an oblivion.
The door is a rectangle.
So there's
like a half moon at the top.
Any light coming from it at all?
Nope.
I want to do a listen check. How do I do that?
Perception.
Perception. I want to do a listen, though.
Perception. Perception covers all senses.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Spot. To see if listen. I hear anything in the door. 21.
You hear nothing.
How about can I roll and see if we see any footprints?
Sure.
20.
You see all kinds of footprints. Like, this is a pretty well-used cave. I mean, people come in and out of here like crazy. It looks like out front, where you only saw three sets of tracks, that there was a recent windstorm that may have... Scat gotten rid of some of their tracks, or maybe a rain.
Right.
So, but inside the cave, I mean, you see footprint after footprint going every direction. You see half-foot footprints. I mean, you even see, like, trails where it looks like mice have ran through.
So check that door for pokey things.
Perception.
15.
15? Mm-hmm. It doesn't look like there's any tracks on it.
I have the mage hammering the light pebble back over to me.
Pebble comes back.
And I have the hand open the door.
The hand open? Does the pebble falls?
No, the pebble's in my hand.
Pebble's in your hand. Okay. Pebble's in his hand, and you mage open?
Mm-hmm.
Mage hand opens the door. Door swings open wide, hits the wall on the back side, and the light shines into the room. The room... is right here, okay? This door swings this way.
Yep.
Door hits here, and the room sits like this.
What's in it?
There are two barrels
right there and there.
That's all you see.
I can't see it.
They're also made of wood.
Thank you.
Are they small, like
They look like green barrels.
Okay.
They look like they're probably like pony keg size. I don't know if you guys know what pony kegs are. They're like half kegs.
Yeah.
They're about that size.
Closed?
They're closed.
Are they still sealed?
They look that way. Okay. I mean, you guys haven't looked at them yet. But
I'm gonna go and just check them out real quick. Are they?
Yeah, they're sealed.
All right, leave them.
Leave them?
Yep. Moving on. Sweet.
All right, so you go back out. Back out into the hallway. Does Mei-Chan pick up your glowing rock again?
Uh-huh.
All right, Mei-Chan picks up the glowing rock and goes down to the end of the hallway. Stops again. Where the hallway turns to the right.
Send it to the right.
All right. Mei-Chan goes out into a hallway that looks like it goes either direction.
All right.
Like it tees off. And roll me perception checks. Yeah.
18.
15.
23.
You hear two...
17.
You hear two audible. Huh? Mm.
We all hear it?
You all hear it. Because they were not shy.
Yeah.
Who's that then? Who the hell is there?
Fungers.
What language? It's in common.
We're checking out the caves for the city. Who are you?
We work here.
Bullshit.
Fungar is going to ready his dwarven war axe just in case they turn out to be nasties.
Ready for what? An attack?
Just have it out and ready.
Okay.
Because I haven't previously had a weapon.
If you have weapons, stand down. We're coming in.
I suggest the same.
Right.
Fungar, behind your back.
Okay.
Right.
Sticking out of my lens.
So, around the corner... You see two halflings carrying short swords in each hand.
It's not standing down.
I never said I would. That's what they said. He said this.
Then I pull it back out.
Fungar doesn't stand down from anything.
I've taken bigger people.
I'm sure you have.
Sorry.
My cousin's name is Marple, and she's a hoe.
I know. That was some metagaming for you.
So these two halflings are standing there at the T.
Why would he just call his cousin a hoe?
If the shoe fits.
We have some cousins that are probably hoeing.
Anyway.
What does that have to do with taking so much? I was going to say, what does that have to do with taking somebody down? But
so these two halflings are sitting here, ready in arms. And... I mean, what are you guys? Are you guys still talking? I'm gonna kick your ass because you didn't lower your arm.
I lean over to Mary and say,
"I didn't draw my
gun." Some proof from the city that you are who you say you are.
Well, of course.
Well, then you might want to show it to the wee ones.
Well, we brought the letter because we made him give us
the letter. Did you bring the map along that has the official seal
from
on it?
From Jenna Jameson or whatever his name is. Jenna.
Anyway,
I'm gonna say, whoa, guys, we are from the city. Check this out.
He takes the one short sword and goes and throws it into the ground, and it's standing. And it's standing there, not out of his reach. And he says slowly, "Now, one of you."
That's it. I got this guy.
So they look at this and they say. That's nice. They put it in their backpack.
All right.
I think it's killing time.
Fungar, go.
Roll initiatives.
Go. 11. Fungar, not go. Fungar is dead. Wait.
Where do I want to go?
Because I am whatever you say I am. If I am whatever you say I am.
Okay. Tracy.
That would be a 9.
Cool. There I go with the paper that had your names on it.
And
Craig.
Hey, Craig says to Fungar, just wait until after me. Just hang on a wee second.
Alright, and
Fungara.
Fungara.
You whispered that to him only?
Yeah.
Okay. Bear and
22.
How did this one work out so much better than that one?
And Fungar.
Did this say 11? Sorry, I said it like way earlier, yeah. So I thought it got in there. This I didn't do it first.
Okay, Bear End, what are you doing first?
Alright. I am going to take out the old rapier.
A little bit about your hallway that you're in, just so you guys know.
What?
It's about 5 feet wide.
Okay.
These two it's 10 feet wide. These two halflings are standing side by side, blocking your way in the entrance to where before it tees.
Right.
Your glowing stone is behind them.
Right. And how tall is the ceiling?
It's about it's double you guys, so it's probably 8 feet.
10 feet.
It's not real high.
Okay.
Because it's just an entryway.
Right.
I picked that back.
It's 10 feet wide, and you guys are walking 2x2, or were you
single file originally.
Yeah,
because it was.
Tell me how you're standing now.
It's Baron right next to them. I'm probably 10 feet back from that, and then Fungar would be next to me at this point in time, and she's behind us.
Okay. Cool.
So, I'm going to pull out my Morningstar. I'm going to change my role and try to smash.
In
somebody's head.
Try to smash
well, not hands. Really try their head. But, you know,
4-7 for the same height.
Okay.
So here we go.
Roll away.
Good old plus zero.
Whoa.
Confirm.
Whoa. I thought you were supposed to confirm on 20s.
I changed my mind.
Oh. What are the confirmation rules in Pathfinder?
If you hit, you confirm.
You could have told us before. I know.
You said if it was
a range, you had to.
But we also added another person since then. Tell me what you get.
What's your plus? You have to add on your.
I got zero.
Oh.
Seven.
Fine, I did say that it was 20. Go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
It's Morningstar's crit at two times the damage, so roll it twice.
Yeah.
Can't you just multiply by two?
You can, but.
We'll try it and see what.
Five. Okay,
That was two times.
Oh,
because he rolled it twice instead of one. You never know, though.
Exactly.
I got to sit down for the battle so I can.
Do you want me to bring my mat next time?
I'm fine, because I don't think Amy's going to cheat too much.
No. I'm talking about the battle
mat. That's a screen, the battle mat.
Oh.
Look at that.
Well, I mean, if you want me to, because you're drawing stuff out, so.
Okay, I mean, I think as we get further along. Like, other than, like, stuff like
we
I just
We haven't been,
did,
like, in a dungeon-y setting for a while. I mean, as a group, but it's harder.
It's pretty good, man.
What?
Raspberry, grain.
Which one did you hit? They're standing side by side. One on the left or one on the right?
Which one
Cran
was
energy,
the one talking to me?
The one that took the paper.
The one that took the paper?
Yeah.
So you're hitting him. Okay.
Yes.
That's the one on the right.
Okay. Because I would probably be standing right in front of him.
He was on the cafe.
Caffeine?
Cafe.
Coffee.
How many points?
Why don't we have some instant? Like regular.
Okay.
I think.
And it is now.
She was on to Starbucks via.
Falcara's turn.
That's
the main.
Sweet, they haven't acted yet.
They what?
They haven't acted yet.
Hey, remember your rolls, you just get your sneak attack bonus now.
Snuck attack.
I'm short, right? And I'm in the very back.
We're all short. They're short.
No, I'm short. I'm 4'1.
They're 3'5.
So I kind of kneel to one side where I have a clear path to the one that he's talking about.
Okay, so you're
trying to slide
to the right, okay.
Well, I just like, I kind of, because they haven't seen, you know.
They've seen all of you.
But they aren't seeing me like.
Right, okay.
So I kind of just get down, and I'm going to use my heavy crossbow.
You're in front of her, right?
Yeah.
She's
okay,
in the back.
So basically, the way you're describing this, you've got flowing robes, don't you, or something like that?
No.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a cloak. Just a traveling cloak. But.
Okay, well, she leans. So do you get real low, even lower than him? Because he's kind of tall for a dwarf.
Yeah, I just...
Okay, well, what you do is his arms are up like this at the moment. You put his cloak over top of your head and sit like this.
Okay.
On his right side. So you're sneaking around, but you kind of look silly at the same time. It's kind of fun.
Cool. That's
nice. It's more like this.
But well, the bow?
Yeah, it was a crossbow. Heavy crossbow.
Oh, I thought you said
she's got the stock mounted against her shoulder.
Yeah. Like holding a shotgun.
Yeah.
You were sitting like this, and you're zeroing in. What are you doing?
Roll your attack.
Okay.
I'm going to sit there and look pretty.
I'm going to braid my hair.
14.
You miss. It goes wide. What? In fact...
Oh, wait. Plus 1d6.
No.
Oh,
sneak attack.
Is he flat-footed? Because they haven't acted yet?
He would be flat-footed. You hit.
Walking.
Okay.
So now I do one.
Stop.
It's like
a long
sheet
right there.
What's the
10? You tried. I saw you playing.
I know. I tried.
1d10 plus 1d6.
Yeah.
5.
Plus 1.
6.
Okay.
Yeah. 6.
He's sitting there like, oh shit, well, I should have just listened and let them through. But he's not saying that because he's too proud. Okay.
That's one race.
It is now Krog's turn. Krag's turn.
Well, my Fungar was before me.
I had an 11.
Oh, I'm sorry. I read Falkar. My handwriting wasn't good.
Apparently, I'm holding my.
Krag is like holding on to Fungar, just like going, wait.
Are you going to wait? You don't have to. You could act. I mean, you're a barbarian. You're a little bit stronger than.
I'm gonna turn to the side and take a leak.
Which direction are you turning?
To the left.
That's going to be your move action.
I know.
So you're burning your turn.
Yeah, I'm turning the side and pee. I gotta pee. What?
Okay. That's her move action.
Pee on them.
She whips it out, starts taking
pee.
A leak. He whips it out.
She whips it out.
She's character whips it out, who is a guy.
She whips it
Craig looks and goes,
I got what I wanted.
And casts enlarge on her. You double in size.
Her long doubles in size?
All of a sudden, you're peeing.
Crap.
All of a sudden, the piss stream turns into a fire hose and starts getting dust everywhere in the air.
Your size is doubled, so you're like, you have to duck, but you can make your way through the tunnel. Yeah. That's why I want to check the size. You gain a +2 bonus to strength, but... Only take into account the damage bonus that it'll do. It'll give you a +1 to your damage.
Okay.
Because you also take a -1 penalty on your attack rolls due to your size. So you're up 1, down 1. You take a -2 penalty to your dex. So your armor class goes down by 1.
Okay.
But your equipment, the weapons and everything you're carrying, they're enlarged too. So your dwarven war axe goes from a large weapon
to a dwarven
huge weapon.
Yeah.
So it does the negative die type. So what's the dwarven war axe's damage?
1d10.
1d10. It goes to 2d8.
Yeah. Okay. So like I said, you're now hosing down the wall at immense speed, and there's dust flying off of the rock.
+4. My strength.
And you also have...
So my strength goes up by 2, so it's plus... If it's +4, now it's +6 on my...
No,
my damage?
No, it goes up by...
It goes up by 1,
yeah,
okay,
the
sorry.
Enhancement bonus goes up
sorry.
By 1.
Warhammer Fantasy 2nd Edition. Paths... of the dead. Chaos cultists and beastmen abound in the smoking ruins of the Empire's northernmost city and its immediate environs, and the heroes are plunged into an action-packed adventure involving heresy, murder, betrayal, and corruption. Actual play only available at GamersHavenPodcast.com.
Been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270.
On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.